Impartial analysis of Measure G. Tony Condotti, City Attorney. The City of Santa Cruz is a charter city. The California Constitution authorizes the voters to adopt a city charter. The city charter has the force and effect of state law. Charter cities have the power to make and enforce all ordinances and regulations about municipal affairs, including those relating to the conduct of city elections and the makeup of and dealings with municipal officers, including city council members. Under the Santa Cruz City Charter, the mayor presides at meetings of the city council and is recognized as the head of the city's governmental structure for ceremonial purposes, but otherwise does not have any regular administrative duties. The city also has a vice mayor, whose function is to as mayor in the event of his or her absence or inability to perform official duties. The city council generally meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. Under Charter Section 604, the mayor and vice mayor are council members who are elected by the city council annually, at the second meeting in November in each non-election year, and the second regularly scheduled evening meeting after the general municipal election in each election year. Under California law, the county elections official has up to 30 days after an election to certify the election results. This arrangement creates the potential for the deadline to elect the mayor and vice mayor to occur prior to certification of the election results. If approved by a majority of voters, this proposed charter amendment would amend Section 604 to specify that, in election years, the mayor and vice mayor shall be elected by the city council at the first regularly or specially scheduled evening council following the county election official's certification of the general municipal election results. This ballot measure has been placed on the ballot by the Santa Cruz City Council. It requires a simple majority to pass.